As most of you know, I'm a big fan of the outdoors, and most of my time is dedicated to beekeeping and gardening-related discussions. But you probably did not know that one of my responsibilities as a kid was caring for our houseplants. Yes, part of my $5 a week allowance went towards making sure all of the houseplants were healthy and happy. We used to have shamrocks, Christmas cactus, philodendron, and more. Which leads us to today's podcast sponsor and a special thanks to Palm Street. Palm Street is the best live shopping app for the plant lover community. You can buy and sell rare plants, crystals, ceramics, and other unique goods. Connect with trusted plant sellers and nurseries that sell nationwide. Shop 24/7 and with live human customer support. What I love most about Palm Street is joining a live stream where sellers walk through all the details and characteristics of the plants they're offering. You can get live answers to your questions and see what questions others have asked as well. It's such a great way to engage for buyers and sellers. And as a special offer, new users will receive $5 app credit, 10% off their first order, and up to $6 off shipping for 3 orders. Palm Street, available on Google Play or the App Store. When I was little, my grandmother had bird feeders and a bird bath in her backyard. Some of my favorite memories growing up were listening to her tell me everything she knew about the feathered friends that visited her yard daily. How amazing would it have been for us to be able to capture images and videos of that experience and to be able to share them with others? Well, if you're ready to take your backyard bird watching to the next level, FeatherSnap makes Wi-Fi-enabled smart bird feeders that blend the best of technology and nature. Get a high-def glimpse of your feathered friends with a top-of-the-line camera so every visitor can be seen with clarity and detail. A unique dual-feeder bin helps attract more species, and built-in solar panels keep your camera's battery going strong. FeatherSnap's mobile app creates a truly immersive experience, allowing you to collect and organize your favorite pics and videos and earn badges along the way. Best of all, FeatherSnap offers expert-trained AI identification of more than 275 North American species thanks to their in-house ornithologist. Check them out today at FeathersnapCam.com. That's FeathersnapCam.com.
Hey everybody, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Beekeeping for Newbies. Thank you so very much for taking the time to join us today. I do appreciate you. And as always, feel free to reach out, Jeff at beekeepingfornewbies.com. Also, hit us up on the Discord room on beekeepingfornewbies.com. There is a link at the top, and it takes you right to the Discord, so feel free to jump in there and chat with us. Today is going to be episode 3 of Beekeeping in the News. We have a little bit of a special episode this week. So I didn't tell anybody about this ahead of time because I'm one of those OPSEC kind of guys and I try to keep things as safe as possible. But last week I did a cross-country trip to take my daughter to Wyoming for an internship she's got out there with the forestry folks. And we drove through, I think we hit a total of 7 states driving, with an 8th state being her final destination. We had a lot of fun. It was really cool just to hang out, her and I, and joke around. And it was pretty cool. I had a good time. And what I decided to do was, since I'm targeting 5 articles or 5 stories per episode of In the News, and since we went through a total of about 8 states, I figured what we would do is an article or a story from each of the states over this week and next week. So we've got 4 today, plus a international story as our 5th. And then we'll have 4 next week for 4 other states. And we'll find a 5th article to wrap that week up as well. Now, I did want to mention, as I started kind of gathering everything together for this episode, I thought it was really strange at how many news sources that they publish articles on their website, and then they don't let you read them without some sort of a membership. I mean, I get it that you are a for-profit business, but if you're providing value to somebody, the business is going to come. The money to that business is going to come. And then I started thinking about it. Well, the Discord room is free, so you know, maybe we should start charging for that. I don't know. You guys have to let me know what you want to do on that one, because that extra cash would really get me out of a few jams. Now, if that means nothing to you, check out SNL, Saturday Night Live. Do a search for Melissa McCarthy and Getting Me Out of a Few Jams. Really, really funny episode there. It's her in the Hidden Valley Ranch episode. Absolutely hilarious. Okay, but anyway, let's get to work. So we went across 4 states. So today we'll cover 4 states. It'll be West Virginia, Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri. So, first state, West Virginia. Wheeling beekeeper named West Virginia's best. A hobby picked up 15 years ago has earned a local man statewide recognition, with the 2024 West Virginia Beekeeper of the Year Award going to windswept farm owner John Welty. The 63-year-old's expertise and skills in managing his 30 hives and involvement in the beekeeping community earned him the title. Welty, a retired automobile salesman, and his wife Gail Welty, a retired veterinarian, have always had a love for nature and animals. Cows, chickens, horses, and more already roamed windswept farm before bees began buzzing on the property. Welty said that they got into beekeeping back in the 80s and 90s when there was a big problem with colony collapse disorder. As the total number of bees plummeted in the world, the couple decided to lend a little bit of extra help by acquiring 3 hives. What began as an effort by both to raise the bee population became Welty's sole duty as they discovered Gail was allergic to bees. Though Welty raising the bees on his own wasn't in the game plan, he had no problem becoming a single parent to the colonies. Quote, beekeeping is truly a sickness. Once you get involved, it's just amazing, recalled Welty. At the blink of an eye, my 3 hives went to 30. So that's a pretty cool article. It continues on a little bit more there, but I thought that was pretty neat. I mean, you know, I think sometimes we look at beekeeping kind of the way you look at boating or maybe having an RV. You know, people will tell you that a boat is just a hole in the water you throw money into. It's really, really easy to throw a lot of money into beekeeping, but it's an exciting thing, and here we are, right? Okay, moving on to the next article. This is going to take us into Indiana, state number 2 on our journey. The subject is House Passes Bill to Let Hoosiers with HOAs Keep Bees. A city or town in Indiana can't prevent residents from beekeeping, but homeowners associations still can. A state House bill, HB 1337, aims to change that. Under the bill, HOAs wouldn't be able to keep people from having beehives as long as they're actively maintained for honey and adhere to other Indiana laws. Brian Lewis moved to the town of Leo Cedarville, outside of Fort Wayne, with the hope of beekeeping with his family. He said nothing in the HOA documents he received said he couldn't keep bees, and all his neighbors were okay with it. Still, his HOA rejected his request. Quote, they called the bees a livestock, and they denied me because it was an offensive or noxious activity. So our bees have to be somewhere else until they can approve it, end quote. HOAs would still get a say under the bill, said its author, Representative Karen Engelman of Georgetown. They can still make rules and say how many active beehives a person may maintain and the location of the beehive, she said. Now, I do have an update to this article because this article was a couple of months old. But on 13 March of 2024, the bill did become law. So congrats to the good people of Indiana for that one. Number 3, we have Illinois. So this is the Allerton Park and Retreat Center. This is a website through allerton.illinois.edu. Beehive Observation. Get a firsthand look at how honeybees manage hive activity during the summer at Beehive Observation on June 2nd and 15th, July 7th and 21st, and August 4th. Classes will include an overview of seasonal influences, followed by a peek inside the hives to observe honeybees at work. Traditional and flow hives will also be discussed. Participants should wear loose-fitting long sleeves and pants, closed-toed shoes, and bring a protective bee veil and unscented rubber gloves. And it talks about some of the details and the fee for this. And then further down, it talks about the instructor. When Maggie Wachter, I hope I pronounced her name correctly, began her social work degree at the University of Illinois in 2008, she had no idea she would become a beekeeper. As for honey, she kept a single jar in the back of her kitchen cabinet for recipes. Today, she's a master beekeeper who never eats sugar. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that public announcement was out there for folks if they're interested in attending that. As always, I'll post links to all of these on the Beekeeping for Newbies homepage under the In the News section. So if you're in the area of this or it sounds familiar and you know what I'm talking about, feel free to check that out and jump in with those folks for some hands-on beehive observation. Next on the list, next state in my journey there, was Missouri. Now, if you're not from the U.S. or if you're a person in the U.S. who, for whatever reason, doesn't know this, every state has a two-letter abbreviation. The two-letter abbreviation for Missouri is M-O, and M-O, you know, used in language, is quite often a way of just saying more, just dropping the R-E, like Mo Money, as an example. So we have an organization called Mo Hives KC. Now, also, for those of you not familiar with KC, KC is Kansas City. Now, I'm not a Missouri, Kansas City expert here, but what I have gathered over the past couple of weeks is you have Missouri and Kansas share a border, and Kansas City basically spans both sides of each state there. So effectively, you can have Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas. So Mohives is an organization that focuses on urban beekeeping. And they say on their website here, and of course they always do like we do, right? B, like B-E-E, be urban and be beautiful. Mohives KC puts beehives on vacant urban lots, creating bee farms that pollinate nearby food gardens while invigorating the community with a wide range of experiential learning opportunities. And then on that page, there's a couple of links to some news articles and some sponsorships and different things they're doing. Now, as soon as I saw this, it immediately reminded me of our friend Brian up there in Detroit with Bees in the D, who we interviewed last year. And if you happen to miss that, go back and check out episode 29. So I figured I would try to reach out to them, and I found the contact information over there for Dr. Marion Pearson. Dr. Marion Pearson is Mohive's president and is a pediatrician with a special interest in education and urban community service. I reached out to her and said, hey, Dr. Pearson, here's what we're doing here at the podcast. Would you like to chat sometime and let us know some more details about what's going on out there? She responded back that she was excited about it, and we're looking forward to trying to get her on the podcast here in the next couple of weeks. So we're really looking forward to talking to her and learning more about Mohive's KC. Last on the list, we're not going to do any more states today. This is our international article. This is an article that was shared in our Discord room, because we do have an in the news section inside the Discord room where anybody can share anything that they've seen or would like to share with the rest of the team there. This is from New Zealand. Beekeeper Stephen Brown furious over destruction of $2 million honey crop. Beekeepers say New Zealand needs a new approach to a hive-destroying disease that is leaving those affected out of pocket, uncompensated, and devastated. Honey producer Springbank Honey of North Canterbury was ordered to burn more than 10,000 of its beehives and beekeeping equipment after American foul brew was identified through spore testing. AFB is a bacterial disease spread by spores that could be viable for up to 40 years. It is considered one of the most widespread and destructive honeybee brew diseases in the world. The family-owned honey business operating near Rangiora or Rangiora, I apologize for completely botching that, people of New Zealand, in North Canterbury runs 3,000 organic beehives and processes honey too. Co-owner Stephen Brown said burning thousands of beehives over Mother's Day weekend had left the family devastated. By next year, when we don't have boxes for our honey crop, we're probably going to be losing $5 to $6 million, Brown said. The loss of the boxes is one thing, but without the boxes for the hives, we won't have a honey crop. You know, the article continues on, and like I said, I'll post all the links to the articles like I always do on the Beekeeping for Newbies homepage. But I just think about that. You know, I've had to burn equipment before, but it was a little bit, and it wasn't the end of the world. I just used other equipment and kind of kept pressing forward. But I think we maybe have a little bit of an advantage here where we have USDA. But if you're not registered with the USDA, you're not reporting all the information to them that you need to report, it can be a bit more challenging to get any help from them, and especially if you're just a hobbyist and you don't have a big budget. Maybe you laid out a couple $1,000s for all your gear and a lot of hardware, and then you've got to go burn all your woodware and try to start over. I mean, that think about that just on the small scale as a hobbyist, how impactful that is. But then imagine being a commercial beekeeper and having no help there at all. So it's just a terrible, terrible thing. The disease is terrible. The situation's terrible. I feel bad for those folks out there, but hopefully somebody can step up and help them out. Well, everybody, that is all I have for this week's In the News episode. Next week, we're going to cover Kansas, Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah, and we'll have one other added article on some random subject. And lastly, I do have about 3 or 4 different episodes that we're working on for our full-size episodes. I got a really, really cool, important one coming up soon. I'm just trying to get all my interviews lined up and squared away. But we'll get that out ASAP. You guys have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. Take care.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs. All in the Kroger app. Get 3 for $10 on select Kellogg's Giant Size Cereal with your card. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.